Okay, welcome back everybody to episode 5 of the podcast. Shut up, Israel. Today we have the GameStop crew coming in, testing out a new feature on the mic too. What, GameStop crew? What, how are you offended by that?
First off, how long have you known me? Before GameStop?
I don't give a shit. You all work at GameStop. I've already told everybody else too. GameStop crew's coming in, gonna be a GameStop episode. It doesn't matter if it's gonna revolve around GameStop or not.
Okay.
Shut up.
Okay.
Okay, you're last now. I have Vanessa, who's the second girl on the podcast.
Hi.
Who seems to be our number one fan at the moment.
I am. I'm the groupie.
Yes, she is. The podcast groupie. Follows us around in an old Volkswagen bus.
I love you, Dwight.
We also have Mr. Robert here, AKA. Who we've... A.K.A. White K. White Chocolate
AKA
and
K-Diver,
right?
We
talked about him, I think, first episode.
Yeah,
me and Sam talking about
him. He could sell
an
iPod, actually.
Huh?
He looks so good, he could sell an iPod, apparently.
iPhone, the first generation.
He could pull out the first gen iPod.
Discontinue product.
Yes, pretty much.
Because he had his shirt off, apparently, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I just went through his pictures, and that was, like, the first one. So I was like, look at that. You're going to start a fight with that?
Yes.
And last and least, Israel is finally on here after much debate of him being on nearly every...
He can start crying now.
Yeah, every other episode, he's been very ecstatic about coming on, so...
Well, hey, hi, everybody.
Hi, Internet. Look at me, I'm waving.
I'm waving, everybody.
Can you hear me wave?
Yeah, Chris was doing that a lot. he would show this picture that he drew, and he'd go like this. Everybody see this?
potato orgy.
Yeah, I'll pass that around so you guys can see. Chris, you're getting more compliments on your drawing.
I love you, Chris.
He drew this in Rio. When
I heard the story, Dwight.
Yeah.
Looks like
I'm telling everybody else too.
A potato is jacking off in the corner as they're filming it.
That's me.
That's what?
I tagged myself in the picture as that was me.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's a nice picture.
So if I could finally say, I must say I'm actually really happy that you're finally doing this, because I know you've been talking about this for what, almost a year, 2 years now?
Yeah, I've been talking about it for a long time.
I remember we talked about it a long time ago back in, when we were at Starbucks that one day, and before that I even think.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just cool to finally see you actually do it. So.
Well, back then it was going to be a strictly, movie type deal, like movies and stuff like that, but this is...
Right, but that's why I was, when I brought up, off...
We're not going to talk about that here.
Why not?
Because it's going to be a surprise.
Okay.
Okay?
It's going to be a surprise, guys.
Yeah, got another project in the works.
Yes.
Yep, and I know Robert wants to actually put some more use to your camera, right. So we might be going viral,
really?
And or video, yeah.
Viral.
So,
nice.
But in order to do that, I'd want to rearrange the room a bit. That way we can just put the camera and we can all be on the couch, but against the wall.
Fake backdrop of what your room should be like.
I should get a green screen, and then I'll just make it look we're sitting inside a mansion or something. Something on a bad place.
It's completely different all the time.
I would make my room the Playboy Mansion.
See, there you go. All right. So,
I do want to ask a question real quickly. So, apparently, yesterday, the question was, is Vanessa smart? And so I wanted to ask, is Vanessa smart?
No, I'm not.
You're
not
looking
smart.
At me and saying that.
Well,
I just was trying to answer that question yesterday.
I hang around with Israel, so, come on now. So.
Ooh. Yep.
He's
making
his head.
The pouty face right now.
I think Dwight should open his picture.
Yeah, Vanessa.
Shut up.
Vanessa brought me a present. It's
It's white,
wrapped in a hairband. It looks like. Oh, that sounds really awesome to everybody else. That was me unwrapping it. Oh God, sharks! the
yep,
shark bite. Yeah, from a old sack. I was just in Sacramento yesterday.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Oh, man, these people actually died, though. All I did was just get a little buzzed.
Was it worth, $20?
Yeah, it was expensive as fuck. It was $16-17.
But you gotta explain the drink, though, first. Explain that drink.
Okay, Shark Bite. I wish I could have the visual aid.
Did you get it at first?
I got it at Joe's Crab Shack in Old Sacramento.
Yes, he did.
Which is also found in San Francisco, I believe, too.
Yes, so yeah. San Francisco, major cities, basically.
Yeah, major cities. Yeah. They do seafood and shit like that, but,
crabs. I got crabs.
Yeah.
Actually got crabs.
Well, there you go. When did we go? We went, a month after my 21st, I think, because that's when I was like, oh, shit, can buy alcohol now.
It was, two 3 months afterwards.
Was it? Okay, yeah. Well, it was soon after I turned 21, so I was just like, I need to buy something to to commemorate.
Because you hadn't been drinking before that, right?
Right. No, I wasn't drinking before that.
Yeah, I never drank at all.
And so I got this one thing, and I asked the waitress, like, well, what do you recommend? And she goes, well, a lot of people get the shark bite, you know? And then she went through the other ones, and I was like, I'll get the shark bite. And then, like, 10 minutes later, they come out with this huge, like, goblet of blue liquid.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it tasted like Kool-Aid and looked like Kool-Aid. And with them came with a toy rubber shark that had, like, a test tube inside of it that was full of grenadine.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, grenadine is red, and it's non-alcoholic. And what they did was yell, pretty much screamed at everybody in the restaurant, everybody look out, there's a shark attack in the water, or there's a shark in the water, and then, like, they take the shark full of grenadine and dump it into the drink. And the red spreads through the blue liquid.
And then I think he just left after that. Or she just left after that.
They left after that. It's like, just like a normal thing for him. But everybody else is looking at me, and I'm like, oh, hello.
But remember, I got a shark too?
You got a shark too, but you got like five drinks that day, and all of them were non-alcoholic.
Well, because I wasn't 21, asshole.
I'm just saying that most people don't spend extra money for a non-alcoholic.
Pina colada.
Yeah. What if it's a tattoo?
You forgot your shark too. I remember I
pocketed it. No, I haven't.
No, you forgot it. You were leaving. I was like, oh, he left a shark, so I pocketed it. And when we left, I was like, left this.
Yeah. So I remember that. You also bought a shirt that says you got crabs or some shit.
It says got crabs. Got and crabs. On the back it says we do Joe's Crab Shack.
Did you ever wear that shirt?
Yeah, I wear it all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, it's my work shirt. I wear it when I work on cars and stuff.
Oh, that's really like actually to work.
Yeah.
You go do your test job, just like, what's up guys? I got crabs.
What's up?
It's all cool, bro.
Okay, so we're 6.5-7 minutes in now, and we've yet to go really anywhere.
We've done this.
This
is basically
good.
Our conversations every day with me and you.
The choo-choo train.
Choo-choo. Yeah. Oh, what? Train?
Yeah. You know, gotta go up the hill towards.
I have no idea.
No, I have no idea.
Apparently, she really is not smart.
Choo-choo train.
I like how you're whispering to the internet, covering your mouth.
He's whispering into the snowball.
Yeah.
Working with boys all day makes me stupid.
Whoa.
I believe it.
Whoa.
That happens.
Before you get
there's going to cross his legs.
I'm like breaking my
mic.
Well,
I'm not comfortable over here.
How are you not comfortable?
Because I want to lean back, but I can't lean back.
Well, then lean back and just not be on the podcast.
That's okay. Cool.
Yeah. Israel has now become a visual aid. Yep, okay.
Okay, yeah, let's not...
Let's go on to the first story.
What's the first story?
You guys are GameStop crew?
We
all work at GameStop. Y'all work at the same store, too.
Yep.
So, what store is that?
That is store number 5197. Right? Yeah, 5197.
Oh, my God.
Everybody write your complaints to that store.
Yeah.
Please.
It's in Manteca next to Target.
Target.
There you go. Do you guys have any stories you want to bring up? I know you were talking about your one...
The racist story.
The racist story.
Oh my God, it was so funny.
Yep.
Okay, so we're at work one day, and it was really slow. And this van pulls up, and I was like, oh my God, Israel's like, here come a bunch of Mexicans. It's like a bunch of Mexicans in a van, right? And so they get out of the van, and they come in, or they're getting out of the car, and I look in their out the window at their van, and they have green seat covers that say Mexico with a Mexican flag on it. And I was like, okay, because that's not racist. And they come in with, like, their 10 tiny kids. And then their van was also green. So I was like, oh, my God, Israel, that's so funny.
So you're apparently saying Mexicans love green?
Yeah, well, it was just funny because they had green seat covers and a green car. And the seat covers had the Mexican flag. And the Mexican flag
was green and
white and all that stuff. So then later on, I'm doing this I'm doing work, whatever, behind the counter. And this black family is at the counter. And she's talking to her son or her kids or whatever about something, about going on vacation. She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, that's when we're going to Georgia. And I was like, I just thought it was so funny because there's, like, Mexicans and green and Georgia and black people.
I was going to say, that's what Chris was talking about yesterday. Louisiana! that was a good story. This podcast is just turning into one racist story.
Georgia and black people. No offense, Georgia. I love Georgia. Georgia's awesome, dude.
I like how you're covering your ass. You're doing tons of PR right now. I love Georgia. No, don't
start singing
that.
Ray Charles. Yeah.
Georgia, I love Ray Charles, actually.
Oh, shit.
But anyways, Georgia, you got the best fried chicken ever.
How do you know?
Never even been to Georgia.
How the fuck would you know?
Okay? How would you know?
Because I read Shut up.
Because I ran for mayor in Georgia.
I saw Ray Charles. Anyways.
Robert?
Roberta has a bunch of stories.
Actually, I don't.
You don't have any stories.
I have
GameStop.
Some stories, but I don't want to follow it up with the, you know, the racist. I don't want to be the next.
Whatever.
So
is it a racist story?
Nah. Oh, sure. It's kind of an insulting story.
I want to hear the story.
No, go ahead. You already told it.
Well, he doesn't feel comfortable telling it.
Well, that's bullshit.
It's,
how
about,
you
it's
fucking...
about Josh and the big girls.
Oh, you told me this story before.
You just said, I never heard the story. And I said...
Yeah, that's not really a story. I just said, yeah, okay.
It's a story.
Yeah, it's a story.
It's an event that happened. You're telling it, therefore it's a story.
But I got a bunch of them. Which one do you want to hear?
Oh, let me just go through my catalog real quick.
These are all stories.
Yeah. Oh, here it is.
I think one of my favorite stories to this day is that when that guy came up to me and just leaned on the counter and goes, hey, would you fuck a pregnant chick? And I just said, no. And he just looked at me and just basically whispered, because I would, and just left. Like, I just think that's awesome. Just like,
what about the little bro yesterday, the other day? The little bro.
Oh, yeah, this little white kid, fat little white kid, actually.
He was a little ghetto suit.
Yeah, he was like, hey, what's up?
I think that's the kid that came in with Josh, me and Josh. What'd he do? What'd he say?
Well, he came in, he was buying, like, PS2 games or something like that, and he was looking around. And he says, hey, yo, what's up with that UFC? And he starts talking, whatever. And the way he talked was just so, for lack of a better word, black.
Was he kind of a big kid?
Yeah.
He was, like, chubby.
I think that's
he was
the kid that came
fat,
up with
and
Josh.
He had, like, buzz cut?
Yeah. Me and Josh were trying to talk. Josh was, talking to the kid about some game or whatever. I forget what it was, but he's explaining to him. And every single word the kid said was, for show. For show.
I don't remember him saying for show a lot, but I remember him when he left. He was like, "All right, brother, let's
wait,
go."
Wait, he said, "Bro."
He said, like, "Bro," or something like that. He's like, "We gotta cut up. We gotta cut up out of here." Not mean. And then it's like,
"We gotta cut up out of here."
Yeah, something like that.
That's total Bay Area right there.
Yeah,
but he was super excited for the UFC, bro. Like, seriously.
Like that one guy that was just out of his mind and he was talking to Terry about UFC.
Yeah, wait. See, what is the name you gave him? You gave him a name. Remember, you said his name was like. Oh man, Bookie Bill or something like that. It was like, because he would take
bets. I called him Bookie something. I don't remember.
Yeah,
it was
like Bookie Dan or something like that.
Yeah.
Every time he comes in, we just say that you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we never did.
No.
Because I didn't want to. Because I don't want to attract the guy to come. I don't want homeless people on my floor. I hate homeless people.
Oh, I know that weird guy with the blonde hair that walks by all the time. He went back into hibernation. I haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah, Mr. Albino.
Mr. Albino.
He looks like a vino dude.
Or the drunk guy that always comes in to play the PS3.
A drunk guy who plays a PS3?
Yeah, that guy, I don't know if you were there on Easter. He was, like, kind of drunk and he came in. No, I don't think you were there. And he was talking about Jesus and how it was his birthday and we should celebrate. And
it might be the same guy.
I have a story about a drunk person during a retail store. When I worked at a Hollywood Video, I worked July 4th. And it was probably about 8 or 9 at night. And out of nowhere, this one guy comes in. And you know how every store has a sign outside that says no shirt, no shoes, no service. This guy comes in American flag swim shirt, swim shorts.
No way.
Swim shorts, I swear to God. And that's it.
Yes,
that
I like
was
that guy.
It. And he was like probably 42, somewhere around there. He's an older guy. And he was so excited to be in Hollywood Video at the time. And he walks in and he goes, "Hey guys!" And like you could tell he's just smashed. And he's like stumbling around the store like looking for a movie. And like I was putting movies back at a time, and I had to go past him. And he pulls me aside and he goes, "Hey!" I'm like, "Oh great, what?" And he's like, "What's a good movie right now?" And I forgot what I told him, but it was a long time ago. I mean, I haven't worked there forever. But he would just talk really loudly as he's talking to himself, going around. He goes, "Oh, this is a good movie. I've seen that, though, you know." And, like, he was trying to find a movie for his family or something. And then,
he
like,
has a family?
Apparently. And he came back, and he goes, he's checking out. He goes, "You guys having a good 4th of July?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess we're working." He goes, yeah. "I just got a hot tub." I'm like, "Really?" And he goes, "Yeah." I'm like, "Is that why you're not wearing any shirt or shoes or anything?" And we didn't know what to do at the time, like, because... You could tell a normal person, you know, that's not drunk, who's sober, is like, "Yeah, you gotta get out of here." But what are you gonna tell a drunk person? You don't know what they're gonna do. So we're just like, "Okay, well, here you go." You know,
that's what he goes,
like that.
"I'm sorry, I thought it was America."
Yeah, I thought it was America. And we check out his movies and he just left. But it was just funny because you can hear him across the store like talking to himself as he was like reviewing movies.
That's a horrible movie.
Yeah.
I love Big Mama's
House. Oh, Borrowers? That's gay.
Nice. Did you see my comment?
I saw it. Yeah. I don't get alerts when people post anything on that page. Yeah. So I gotta check back constantly. Shut up. Anyways.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, just to tell everybody, the page that we're talking about, we have a fan page now on Facebook that you can search by just looking for the cast. You want to leave?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
See you later. You have like a fan page for any movie you make, so
yeah.
What's the difference?
The movie.
No, that's going to get changed into another movie.
No. Actually, since we're on that topic right now.
Since we're off topic right now.
No, since we're on that topic right now.
Okay.
Epic excuse story.
No, it's not, because... last night, I had a big debate to myself of whether or not I wanted to go back.
Last night? Yeah. Were you, like, pacing in your room, yelling at yourself, no, I can't do that! Well, you gotta!
Well, I'll say that, but I also had a conversation with Robert here. And we were basically talking about whether or not I should make this film story or I should do a different film.
Well, the film you're talking of is, of course,
Désolé or Desolate.
Désolé?
Yeah.
Wow, that is Mexican.
That's actually French, actually.
Is it French?
Yeah, it's actually French.
Désolé! How is that any different?
It
all depends.
I like Del Sol. That was way better.
Well, I could be saying
but Desolate is way better.
Del Sol sounds like a black rap group.
Because it's De La Soul?
Yeah. So, continue.
Anyways,
go ahead.
But yeah, so it was a small horror film I was working on, and hopefully will work on, but I was thinking about it last night, whether or not I want to make another film or do that one, and I came to the conclusion that I think what we should do before we start another project is finish Diesel. So we are actually going to finish that one.
I don't know how many times you've pronounced that name wrong. Like, there's must have been like six or seven of them now as you were saying it. So we're going to finish it.
So we are going to finish it.
Thank God.
And he's going to finish it. Will be, hopefully, if you guys are down for it, in mid-June.
Mid-June?
To start or to finish?
Well, I guess start and finish.
Like, so all through June we're going to be filming?
Yeah, all through June we'll be filming. Okay. And for those of you who are interested, Dwight, actually, who created the podcast, also in the film, he plays, and it's been a while since I read the character, but he plays... I forgot the character's name. Oh, my God.
Didn't you know your own character?
I know. Do you want me to help you?
Nope.
Help him.
Tell me. I know it, too, because I gave you so much shit for his name.
This is what happens.
How do you not
when
know
you don't write
your own character?
No, the thing is, that's all written down. It's the storyline that I don't write.
It's all written down, but I don't... Yeah. It doesn't click here.
Wow, I am fucking drawing a blank right now.
The director cannot remember
because I know
the character. The two main characters.
I remember my character, Dean.
Dean.
I remember Kaz. I remember
Kiss Kaz.
Kiss Kaz. And then I remember. Wow, because you were originally Robert was originally gonna play Robert.
No,
but we changed that.
Yeah.
And then he ended up becoming Sean, correct? And then you still are Sean, right?
Yes.
Okay.
To this point.
Yeah. To this point, you are still Sean.
But you, on the other hand. You wanted to be Colton for the longest time.
It was my one suggestion.
No, hold up. This needs to be discussed, okay? His first idea for your character...
For my character.
...was Dietrich.
Well, it was Dietrich, yes.
And I still love Dietrich to this day.
I'm entirely too white to play the name Dietrich.
He looks like Dietrich. And then hey, yo, bro, we should go check that out in the corner, y'all.
Not me. But anyways, so...
Yeah.
But, man, I am drawing a blank on your character's name. And it's killing me because I know I should know this.
The only thing I forgot was your character's last name.
You were Sean Johnson, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't like Sean Johnson.
I didn't like it, but
then we changed it to something else, didn't we?
We changed it to something actually good.
Yeah.
It was Sean
Robertson or something.
Yeah, it was Sean Robertson. That's what it was.
Well, then we joked about it.
Yeah.
But I don't think we decided on that.
Yeah, because Sean Johnson, we
Sean John.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Like, seriously? You can't get more creative
than that? Oh, man, it pissed me off for that. I don't know your character's name.
I don't remember his last name. I know his first name.
My last name is Schultz.
Eric Schultz.
There you go. I knew it as soon as I said it.
Yeah, Eric Schultz. That's right.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to what I was saying.
Back to what I was saying. I'm just going to turn this mic around towards me.
This is actually Israel's podcast now.
Yeah. I'm absorbing this.
I'm taking this ball.
Get to what you're saying.
Oh, basically, we're just going to start filming that now. And since we're on podcast time now.
Since we're on podcast time.
Yes,
true. You're costing me money.
All the internet people out there who are interested in ever acting at all, please contact Dwight. I could use as much help as possible. Quite a bit, actually.
Do you know where they could contact me?
Facebook.
What email?
Email. What's your email address?
lolthecast@gmail.com.
Say that one more time.
lolthecast@gmail.com. I said that last episode.
Holy shit.
Yep. Apparently someone out there already has thecast@gmail, so yeah. I had to think of something clever, and that was as clever as I got.
So I like how you you brought up the movie, and you brought up the characters, but no one knows what the fuck the movie is. They just know it has like 15 titles, which are all wrong.
Yeah, and then everybody went through like
I'm trying to explain this story, so what I'm going to do is you contact him, and he'll tell you.
Okay.
It's a movie.
That's such
it's
good promotion.
You might like it.
It's an independent horror film. Okay, that's about as far we're going to get.
It's guerrilla style.
Guerrilla style. We're not...
Which is guerrilla style, if you don't know what that is basically...
Okay, yeah, see, you're apparently
you
up
go.
To explain it. Go for it.
Yeah.
Guerrilla style, apparently.
Apparently. Apparently is some sort of magical being that sits inside of a camera.
Was it gorilla?
It comes out. And he beats his chest.
Yeah.
Points.
So anyway, yeah. Guerrilla style filmmaking is very similar to Cloverfield, to Blair Witch, Quarantine, basically anything where it's a handheld camera being held by one person. I would
by two people.
Yeah, two people, one person on one side, one person on the other.
But
it's kind of like how Blair Witch was filmed. It's kind of like Cloverfield. But Cloverfield used a tripod and stuff like that in like the room and shit. We're not using tripods.
Well,
it's all...
For those of you who have seen the film, Diary of the Dead, it's very similar to Diary of the Dead as far as the way it's filmed.
And Cloverfield, they did it the same way.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it's very similar to Diary of the Dead. I think you know, Robert knows more what I'm talking about. Because, you know, the whole story revolves around basically two filmmaking students who, love film so much.
Tell them.
And they basically get offered to make a project. The project is to make a documentary on Delta College and how awesome Delta College is.
UC Delta.
Yeah,
UC Delta.
UC Delta. Cover it. But how awesome UC Delta is. And they apparently voted the number one school of all time for the past 2 years in a row. Of all
number one campus, but school, whatever.
Whatever, school, campus, same fucking thing. But anyway, so as they're doing this, bizarre events seem to happen.
Shit happens,
basically. I don't want to give too much away, but basically... a certain project goes wrong, it creates problems, people die, people get killed, and it's awesome.
Yep. It's a horror movie.
Horror movie. Exactly.
So you should be a part of it, anyone out there that wants to.
I need a lot of people who are willing to get dressed up in makeup and covered in blood, because we're doing a lot of zombie-esque people.
They're not zombies, though.
They're not zombies, but they're...
similar.
They're, if you will, to lack of a better word, they're infected.
Is it rabies, like Quarantine?
No, fuck no.
It's closer to the crazies or something.
Yeah, closer to the crazies, yeah.
So if you've seen... the original or the remake?
The remake. Either were.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know how much they changed between the two.
They actually, surprisingly, the remake actually was changed a lot compared to the original, right? But the remake was so much better.
Just nod your head in
the Well, just because, unfortunately, I'm the only one here who knows horror.
I just said, though, that I've seen neither.
Yeah.
So, and then you're like, right? Yeah.
But I always do that all the time anyways, right? But anyways, yes. Right? So please, if you want to help out, just... contact him at lolthecast@gmail.com.
There you go.
And just, a subject headline, just put, film or diesel. And that's spelled D-E-S-O-L-E. And actually, it's French, so if you know the proper enunciation, please.
You wouldn't research that before.
Don't care.
Oh my god!
He likes the way the letters are arranged.
Yeah.
Hey, you can also find us at thebestpodcast.podbean.com. So that's another way if you can get it, and that's where you'll be able to find all the links that we talk about, or if we do talk about anything referred
to
online.
If anything, too, I'll have Dwight put the...
I'll put the Delso link inside the blog so you guys can see it there.
Yeah. And once again, we're still at early production, but hopefully things will get going. Actually, no, they will get going, I should say. And we will definitely get something good coming.
We'll be going in... that's like a week away.
Yeah.
No shit. Holy shit!
Holy Santa Claus.
Holy Santa Claus shit.
Yep.
But yeah, so hey, that's my thing. I'm gonna leave now.
You want to give give the audience a thumbs up?
Bam!
All right. Okay. So Robert, you haven't talked much. I mean, you've discussed everybody
else's
story.
I'm the guy in the corner.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to be a part of this too. Allie, last podcast, she just wanted to hang out in the back. She didn't want to, do anything.
I missed that. Who's that?
Allie?
Yeah, who's
she
that?
Was the girl last podcast.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
You haven't seen it yet.
Apparently.
Yeah.
You haven't seen it.
Yeah. Remember, you can see it and read it, but you can't listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, she was on last night. She's Chris's girlfriend. who Chris was on the last episode as well.
Was that the dude that was farting?
No, that was Ryan.
Okay.
And I like how he said, Chris says, what did he say? Something about, she takes a licking and keeps on taking
it. Yeah, yeah. I think it was an old, like, commercial slogan or
it
something.
It was pretty intense.
Yeah. We all just kind of, like, looked at her and then, like, laughed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awkward laughter.
Okay, that's not.
Yeah.
That's not
okay, back to Robert. No? No stories you want to talk about? Nothing that's irritating you right now that you want to discuss?
Not really.
Do you hate anything right now?
Do I hate anything?
Yeah, is there just something that always pisses you off?
Is
like traffic?
No,
or,
no, actually.
Or white people?
But he is white.
No.
Way on the outside.
No. He's on the outside. He's a chocolate bar inside.
Yeah.
He's a chocolate bar inside.
Yeah. He's dipped in butter.
Yes. Butter's yellow?
Yeah, no.
You just made a racist comment towards Asians.
Whoa. I was talking about Asians, and now you said Asian.
Might
bro?
As well have just said the yellow Power Ranger.
Or Twinkies?
That's not cool.
Israel's not going to be on the podcast again.
I apologize, my Asian friends.
I
love Tokyo,
Georgia.
Guy.
I love you.
I love Tokyo, Georgia.
Subscriber.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. I think Israel almost took a shot at French people.
What's
Asian people?
You keep getting closer to Dwight.
But he's fucking up the couch
now.
Are you having sex with a ghost?
Yes.
I think Ghostbusters is in your room.
I'm
you were saying something about Israel being racist.
I don't know. I lost my concentration.
First of all, I'm not racist. I'm just... That makes sense.
I'm just really mean towards other people that aren't like me.
No, because he's the meanest against people like him.
Yeah.
The thing is, everybody calls me a dick and shit, but I'm not that bad.
You're a douche.
I'm not a doucher. I'm not
doucher.
A
doucher.
Stop whispering into the mic. Nobody cares.
So I think we should talk about something.
Can we talk about movies?
This is random.
No, because I hate talking about movies with you.
No,
you get all like Nicolas Cage intense.
Yes, I love that. But the intense of everything he says.
The end of the sentence.
But I know, everybody saw Iron Man here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
what did everybody
didn't take his shirt off.
What did everybody think about Iron Man? Robert, you can go first on that one.
Well, we talked about Iron Man already.
Yeah,
we
did.
Did you guys talk about Iron Man?
We
yes.
talked about Iron Man.
But we did it with them.
If you
we,
were...
God damn
no.
it, the podcast talked about Iron Man.
When?
The first podcast. Or the second one.
Israel, Jesus.
It was one
I'd love
of those.
To more
sure.
Okay, okay. What about... You've been all hyped up about Prince of Persia. I mean, what do you think about
I'm actually
that?
Kind of excited for Prince of Persia. And to be honest, the only reason why is because Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh shit! Jake Gyllenhaal. Yes. I was gonna say they could have done better than him.
No, they could have. They completely could have. But I mean, for what I saw with him, he looks all right. Like he might be able to do it. I mean, we'll have to wait and see. I think. But I think the only movie that I'm really stoked. No, two movies I'm really stoked to see is Inception.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, remember you talking about that?
Yeah,
ever?
We were. Yeah,
Inception.
Yeah.
And The Last Airbender.
Yes!
Yeah,
high five!
Those are pretty much the two movies that
you
I'm looking
sell,
forward to as well.
I saw.
Yes.
I'm kind of
like Tara's necklace. I want that so bad.
Okay, this isn't a fangirl podcast, so we can discuss things, but you can't get giddy about it.
Sorry. Whatever.
But as far as something more from movies, as video games go, is anybody looking forward to any certain video games?
Fallout,
Lego, Harry Potter.
Really?
I'm
Vegas? Really?
I am so excited.
You know,
you
I was there
the
first, but
edition?
I read the article. And
I haven't yet.
Oh, I look so dope.
I read the article in New Vegas, like you said, and
yeah.
I actually do what you're saying.
You need
actually
to read the article to yeah. really understand
wait,
it.
Wait a minute. I haven't, because I haven't heard anything about Fallout. I haven't actually looked into it. So is it an expansion or is it a new game?
No, it's
new
a new game.
Game.
It's on the complete
God.
Opposite side of the coast.
Is it New Vegas?
No, it's not. It's not. No. It's the same period of time. It's still, but it's the last one was based in
yeah,
the East
yeah.
Coast because DC, everything
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
that. This one's based in Vegas, obviously, right?
Yeah,
New Vegas.
But they don't deal with radiation because the radiation didn't hit them as hard. But they deal with like
is it just,
water
yeah, yeah,
and stuff
yeah.
like that. There's
it's
like
it's different type of resource. It's basically. If you know a nuclear bomb did hit, obviously not everybody's gonna get infected with it. You know, majority
no.
will, but not
majority.
Not everybody will. And I think that's what they're trying to say because they're basically saying California rocks. No, I'll take it back. Reno rocks, and that's why they're all
right. Right,
yeah.
But the thing with it is that it's not Bethesda
but
or
it's,
Bethesda or
Bethesda.
However you want to fucking pronounce it.
You get so pissed about.
I'm
that.
Just saying, like, who's talked to an employee from there that knows how to pronounce it? Because no one knew how to pronounce a Seuss until. Fucking some guy at our land thing who worked for him was like, it's pronounced Asus.
It's not Asus?
Not Asus.
Really?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, there you go. That's how you pronounce it,
okay?
Okay,
thanks.
Anyways, It's Obsidian.
Obsidian,
and they are really good at doing store. Like they concentrate all their efforts on.
You
doing
said that last time, but do you know the games they made in the past?
You asked me that before. Okay. I don't know, but it's in the article. They talk about it, and they go in like a big
Baldur's
fucking
Gate,
paragraph about
they
it.
Baldur's Gate.
They did Baldur's Gate.
1 and 2.
Okay. Well, there you go. Those were both great games too.
And they also did the original Fallout's. I should take it back. Half the team working with Obsidian right now worked on the original Fallout's as well, the 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why everybody was worried that they were going to do the old turn-based style.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
No, they're not. It's the fighting style and everything apparently is the same.
Well, they knew they couldn't change that because otherwise people get pissed. Like, I don't want
to
play.
But the thing in the first one that a lot of people didn't like is that when you go to zoom in,
yeah,
the screen would just kind of get closer. It wouldn't go into iron sights or anything like that. They're bringing iron sights into the next
one. Okay.
Yeah, so there's actually, when the guy in the article... If you did read it all, he talks about how he didn't want to use VATS at all.
That's right, yeah.
He
yeah.
liked shooting people.
Yeah.
Right. You know? And the fact that there's casinos and stuff like that, and each casino has, like, their own, you know, like, whole, like, deal and theme, and, like, some have their own money, like most casinos do.
Right.
You know, they have their own chips where you can cash it in and stuff like that, so.
Actually, when you get the collector's edition, it actually comes with the chips that you get in the casinos in real life.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool to have, but, I mean... Not necessary.
I'm not going
to
use them.
Yeah. You hang them up on your wall.
I'll play some poker
chips. Huh? Hang up poker chips on my wall.
Make a little mirage.
Maracas.
You could. You put them in a ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
going to
sing a poker face by Lady Gaga.
I know.
No. You guys are never going to be on the podcast again if you continue.
Okay.
I'm dead serious about that.
Here's a musical question for Israel.
Yes.
Israel.
If it's not about Lady Gaga, I don't
no.
Here comes three or three.
I don't care.
Israel, what is your personal opinion about Kesha?
Oh, she's like a dirty slut.
No, she's an alcoholic.
Okay, equals slut.
No.
So you're a slut.
No.
Huh? Israel's a slut.
I'm not alcoholic
yes.
all the time.
Okay, you just came to work drunk the other day at the midnight lunch.
I wasn't working, so it didn't
matter.
Doesn't matter.
No. You were laying on the carpet.
Like,
holy shit, broski. They made Shrek 3 again.
You are rolling around on the carpet.
Okay.
That was the night that you guys went to Applebee's, wasn't it?
Dwight's putting his face in his hands.
That's
and
what,
yeah.
that's what
his
me
head.
And Terry, because me and Terry's my drinking buddy, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah, so every time we drink, me and Terry don't fuck around. We just go, ah. Because
we
don't
fuck around.
They don't fuck around, they just
we
ah,
don't fuck around.
Because we're just Bam!
We just drink, you know? Water, Kool-Aid, whatever you put in front of us, we're going to drink that shit.
But speaking of drinking and shit.
Drinking shit. Speaking of drinking shit.
I do want to announce, if you don't know, Vanessa.
If you're going to announce something, you should really sit up. You need to stop.
Say it into the microphone.
All right. I want
this needs to stay this way.
She's
the back of the mic's that way.
So anyways.
Works that way best.
This weekend on Saturday is actually... No, sorry. Her real birthday is on
It doesn't matter
Sunday.
What her real birthday is.
Well, anyways, Vanessa's actually having her
oh
birthday party.
God.
Her 21st birthday on the 29th Saturday, I believe. 10, 9, 9?
I believe.
Nine.
It could be like 3 weeks away.
And apparently, Vanessa's going to get so drunk and give away free hand jobs. So if you want to
come... Shut up! You're so stupid. That'll be you.
But she will
yes
throw stuff into a fire.
I will throw
yes, I've seen
fire
that with my own eyes.
And if Israel brings his stripper pole, I'm just... Maybe, you know. Sets it in the pool.
Pretty sure you do that.
That's why I'm holding the stripper pole.
That's what you're going to do. We're going to sit in the pool, hold the stripper pole like this. And just...
What? Sideways?
No, you're
and I'm
gonna
walk
no, no, no
on top of it.
We're gonna put
it. Are we gonna do
yes
like a limbo in the pool?
And then Karen's gonna be like, what?
Stand under the stripper pole and hold it up in the pool while people.
It's gonna be on a base. If we're going like this, then we just go, yeah, yeah.
That sounds like a terrible idea. Oh, speaking of Dan, real quick though.
Dan, I love you.
We've brought up the dope scale, you know, a few times on the podcast already now. I was informed that actually Dan and our friend BMOC were the ones that started that. So I just want to make sure that they get credit for it, but we are still going to be using the dope scale. And just wanted to, you know, clarify that the podcast did not invent that. Dan brought it up.
What is a dope scale?
It's how you rate things of how cool it is.
Yeah,
yo, that's 12 dopes.
Honestly.
Okay,
I got that.
That's what it is.
How does it work?
This is the podcast.
I'm assuming it's 1 to 10, and then there's a 12.
Yeah.
Okay,
at
so 12. So it's... So
12
it's
like, is
so is it like
pretty dope.
10 dope?
I'll bring Dan... The next time Dan comes on, he'll clarify the rules of the dope scale.
Okay.
Okay?
Because right
I'm
now,
not
right
even
now
sure
I'm living off of Ryan's scale. I'm just rating people at zeros.
negative ones. I have to say, I didn't really like Ryan's scale.
Israel's
that much.
A negative 12.
I didn't like anything that Ryan brought to the podcast. No offense, Ryan.
A lot of the stories involve poop.
Yes. And if he's not talking about poop, he's farting.
He a lot of personality in the podcast. Yeah, now, so
he seems like a good guy. I mean,
he wants to meet you.
Yes. He's a good guy. Just don't stand behind him.
Wow.
None of them stank. I have no idea how that works. I'm just gonna say that because I said it on the podcast. Just I don't understand it. Like it was on key too. Like every 20 seconds.
Actually, time.
If we can go back.
Well, every time I looked up here, I could see like the mark.
If we could go back to talking about like special guests real quick, do you know who wanted to actually come on the show?
Who
is? I think you know who he is. Mark Wyatt.
Oh God, no!
I mean, yeah.
Because I told him, go, yeah.
He can do his Michael Jackson dance.
Right? Huh? I told him I was like, doing a podcast, right? Because you know, so you are. And he was like, "Oh, that's cool."
Met him like once,
and I go, he goes, "That's cool." I go, "Dude, I should totally go with you on it." And I was like, "I don't know about that."
Just don't let him bring his fat ass girlfriend.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
I don't know him too much, so
yeah, so it's no.
I'm gonna say no.
I don't care. I'm just,
I'm letting him know if he's listening. I mean, I just don't know you, Mark.
Not that you're a bad guy,
because you are. I met him once, and I think we saw a movie with him once, and then like they left or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I don't remember what movie it was.
I don't remember either. It was a long time ago. We see a lot of movies.
The most fondest memory I have with you, as far as like watching a movie,
the most fondest memory I have ever bestowed upon our friendship
with
goes as such.
as far as movie trips go, is fighting for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't remember that.
And I think
the fact that you two have seen that together.
The
is
only
amazing.
Reason I went to go see because everybody else was going to see it. Like, you want to go see it? I had free movie tickets, remember too? I used to work at Carousel Showplace, which is
we
the
saw
local.
For free.
This,
saw
but this is coming
movies.
From the anti UFC guy, the guy that doesn't like tap out shirts, the guy that hates everything that it stands for.
But he loves 303.
What?
He
whoa,
does.
Whoa,
he does.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, he loves 303, but that's besides the point. You've seen fighting.
Yeah, but what's
and
the
if
game?
I remember, what? Did you not say it was actually a decent movie?
It was okay.
You, see, you know, he did it.
Like
he said, it's okay with a giant smile. So.
But I always smile, so
I always smile. It's a birth defect.
Yeah, it is a birth defect, actually. But
I throw up rainbows.
Yes. But anyways,
I have no idea what to talk about.
But fighting. I think my fond memory with that is because Lou. If you guys know who Lou
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I remember. Lou, that was when he yelled at
that's
the security
that's
guard,
when
right?
Lou almost apparently was getting a fight with the
security
guard. Because Lou opened his phone, and you know, you're supposed to open your phone in there.
He was turning it off, I think.
No, he was actually texting somebody.
Oh, okay.
And the security guard comes up to him. He's like this old white dude.
I think I remember you guys telling me that.
Taps him on the shoulder, and Lou looks at him. And I sat next to Lou, and he looks up at him, and he goes, "What the fuck?" And you know, whatever. And apparently it was building up underneath him, like he was getting mad. Like, Lou was just getting pissed about it. He goes, "That motherfucker touched me, dude." And I was like...
He told him to turn off his phone, by the way, because Israel skipped that part of the story.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The security guard came up to him, tapped his shoulder.
He touched me!
Yeah, he touched him and walked away. No, he touched him and he goes, "Could you please turn that off?" And it just, it irked.
Well, actually, he didn't say please. I remember exactly. He said, "Turn off your phone." That's all he said.
Oh, okay.
Was turn off
well,
your
that
phone.
Would piss me off, too.
And so then he did that and walked away. Then Lou was just getting, like, fucking inner rage.
He was watching fighting. That's what it is.
Yeah.
He was fighting.
I think he said, you know,
yeah.
I was just in the movie.
And then,
yeah.
So he got up and he left to go find that security guard.
Exactly.
He
was watching the movie.
He goes outside and he doesn't find the security guard, but he finds one of the ushers. And he tells the usher, he goes, "Hey, you seen that security guard?" He goes, "I don't know. You tell that motherfucker don't ever fucking put his hands on me again. Because if he does, we're going to have some fucking problems." And then as soon as we left out, as soon as the movie ended, I should say, he was just like roaming around the theater looking for the fight.
Okay.
Yeah. But overall, fighting was okay.
No, I remember when we were leaving the theater, as we were walking out, I saw the security guard, and the security guard saw Lou. He, security guard,
yeah, he
fucking
yeah, yeah,
U-turns
yeah, yeah.
and goes the other way.
Yeah.
So.
That was an interesting day. That was when Mark, no, when was the first time you realized we couldn't watch a movie with Mark?
Mark Ruiz?
Yes.
When we
Day
went
Breakers?
To go see... No,
no,
no.
Way
no,
before that.
Was it... It was either Last House on the Left or was it fucking...
It wasn't Drag... No, it was Last House
Drag
on the Left.
Drag Me to Hell?
But then Drag Me to Hell, he became that guy. He was like, "Oh my God! Oh my goodness, we have a friend named Mark who's a very... I don't know how to explain his
He's
personality.
He's very brusque.
Excitable.
They're very excitable. When you watch this...
Poor Robert.
When you watch movies,
I don't get the reference there. Are you a broski?
It's a store joke.
I don't know about the joke.
The Mark Ruiz joke about Mark and Robert.
Let's go back on this.
This
motherfucker doesn't know about the joke, but he invented it. So
I did invent that now. I remember now. You gotta say, I forget a lot. Anyways.
Yeah, wow.
But anyways, our buddy Mark, he's very, like she said, brusky, if you will. And Mark, if you're listening right now, I love you sometimes. But
sometimes.
When you watch a movie, bro, it's you get a little too...
Intense,
man. Because we watched District 9, and those of you who watched District 9, there's a scene in there where he gets this like lightning gun or something like that. It's a real powerful gun. And when he got it, he stands up in the middle of the theater and he goes, "Oh, hell yeah! You fucked those motherfuckers up! Oh, shit!" He was just so into it. And I go, "Mark, you need to sit down." And he's like, "Oh, my God, this is the greatest movie ever made." And then we saw Daybreakers, and Daybreakers, he just kept talking, right? Just talking randomly. And he kept talking randomly.
You have to be deep throat the mic, Israel.
Nope. I paid a lot of money for this mic.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Obviously not.
Yes. I want to get comfortable. I'm sorry. Anyways, my story sucks. I'm done.
Here. 40 minutes in, talked about literally nothing.
This whole kind of podcast is kind of like that. Right?
I was hoping we could get it on track somewhere.
Yeah, a lot of stories.
We had it close on the movie part, but then we stopped.
And then we got on games for a minute.
Yeah.
I was going to bring up something. You been playing Skate 3?
I actually haven't. I have it. I haven't played the first couple of missions. I've been playing Red Dead. I can't get off of it.
I need to go get Red Dead.
Robert's excited for Def Jam Rockstar.
I am throwing out the challenge.
I think you're the only one that's reserved
star,
it.
Five-star expert, right out the box, Lil Wayne's a Millie.
Yeah?
Take anyone. Throwing the challenge out there.
Okay, well, maybe we'll record it and throw it up on YouTube
so that listeners can see it. We should do that.
Yeah,
we'll
do that. So when that game comes out, look forward to a sweet-ass music video
with explosions
featuring our dear friend.
Are you
going
to be like Drake in the Sprite commercial where he goes, last name greatest,
and I'll
first name
pop
ever.
Out.
And your face is going to fall apart?
No.
You drank a Sprite, that's only one.
But I will do the pose again. Fire will come up behind
you. You guys know the underlying message in that movie, that commercial, right?
No.
Sprite will kill you.
Yeah.
Well, I love Sprite, so I'm not dead yet.
Not yet. That's what you said. You just said, not dead yet.
Well, shit, I better stop drinking Sprite and only drink Coke.
The drink?
Yes.
All right.
Just drink. Why do you keep whispering into it?
It's going to be really hard for anybody to hear unless they have headphones on.
I like whispering. I always like to whisper. I mean, that's you know.
Okay, so Red Dead. You've been playing a lot of Red Dead.
Yes, I have.
Yeah? Have you played online at all with anybody?
I have. Yeah. I've played the competitive...
Amy's not going to text you, Israel. Stop checking your
phone.
The competitive games. And I've also played Free Roam a little bit with Terry.
Terry.
Gotta say, I hate to say it, but I'm having more fun with Red Dead than Call of Duty.
Oh my God!
Watching Terry play was a lot of fun, you know. But you know, it's hard not to have fun with sandbox games because it's just a completely different thing.
Yeah.
You know,
but I mean, even the competitive game, they're not realistic at all. I don't know about the hardcore modes, but as far as the original modes, they're not realistic because you can just pretty much get Deadeye and then gun turns into a machine gun.
Right,
so
it's
the greatest thing ever.
It's a blasty blast.
It's a blasty
it's
blast.
A blasty
You're
blast.
Bringing that in.
It's a blasty
yeah,
blast.
Ryan says it all the time.
Okay, let's edit that.
He'll be happy to hear that.
I'm
just going to throw a big beep over that.
just
beep it beep.
Beep and beep in there?
Yeah, I can.
Dude, I want it to last like 5 seconds. Can I just do a whole beep with me just cursing?
No.
Oh. No.
I'll just beep out all your parts.
It'll be like the episode of Israel the Potter Peppa Pals.
Potter Puppet Pals, that's awesome. But back to games real quick. So I'm talking about sandbox games. I have to say, I don't know about you guys, but I'm actually really excited for two games in that genre, and that's Mafia 2 and L.A. Noir.
Mafia has never been a sandbox game.
Well, now it is. But I'm really excited for L.A. Noir more than anything else, because I'm a big fan of noir films, and so they're doing it, you know, like L.A. Confidential, you know, those, Mulholland Drive, those kind of things. So I'm really excited to see what they're going to do with
just
that.
Hearing the word noir sounds gay. I don't like those movies at all. I tried watching them. I'm like, you know what? I can understand an artist's perspective of, where they're going for it. No, I don't. And I've watched, one or two things, and that was it. I was done with that. I can't do it. It's just not my type of movie.
Well, that's understandable.
Yep.
Not everybody likes noir, because it's very, a lot of talking, for one. A lot of different words. Like, they use real...
A lot of different words. Well, in there. It's not just one, guy, or even a handful.
What I'm saying is...
There's different ones.
The way they talk is different. It's, you know,
they speech the way they talk. Very different.
They speech it, they talk it. I'm sorry, you know what?
I don't speak good English.
Most best is...
I got some actually pretty shitting pants news.
What?
Which is bad news.
You're
for
pregnant.
Those. No, I actually got red lights on my
360. Oh my god!
But you got a warranty. Push,
yeah. I got a warranty though. That's why I'm not fucking.
It's not working.
Flipping
Wait,
shit.
Is it not working right now?
Huh?
It's not working.
I turn it on and then I get one red light right now. But earlier I had three lights that were blinking and I fucking ran over and shut it off really quick. Let's see if it'll work.
And he's showing us right now.
Yeah. I'll
green
turn
light.
On the 360.
Green light.
No.
It's working okay right now.
So we can
alive.
Still.
But I'm just saying, like, when I was playing, that it shut off like out of nowhere and booted instantly back up. Like I was just playing, and then all of a sudden I was at the 360 boot screen. I'm like, maybe I was like, I don't know, maybe I touched something on here real quick and it went crazy. But I don't know. And then like 20 minutes after that, those lights were just blinking because we were doing our podcast yesterday, and I was like, holy shit! And I turned it off, and then I freaked out, and I was like, I'm under warranty.
I'm okay.
I'm not gonna die. So, okay. I mean, hard drive's still good, so I know I'm not losing any of my save games. So,
yeah, we're sure you do. Just let me know.
Yeah. So, have you guys
you
seen my
really
panic
uncomfortable.
Controllers?
I'm uncomfortable for some
not.
Reason. Though.
I like that.
Oh, where's the one with the button? Look at that. That's badass right there.
You opened it and switched it out. Wow.
Look at the back of the black one.
Wait a minute.
Yep. It doesn't work right now, though. What I did with my controllers, everybody who's not seeing these, obviously, is I have a black and a white wireless controller, and I swapped out the triggers, the bumpers, the start and back button, so they're swapped. So there's white buttons on my black one and black buttons on my white one.
And
a secret button, maybe, perhaps, that gives candy.
It doesn't make you
rare candy.
Good at Call of Duty.
No. So.
You almost gave away a secret.
It's cool. If you beat me at skating, I don't know how you do it. You push one button.
It doesn't work.
You push one button and you do like a backflip.
I do
flip,
seven
backflip.
Flat flips. Yeah.
It's a special button, right?
Yeah.
Shit.
All right. Well, I'm glad everybody heard that because you were so close to the microphone.
I'm sorry. I'm not comfortable with this.
You want to switch seats with someone else with a seat?
You want to stay here?
No, I'm fine now. For right
now. You're really close.
Well, I'm just...
You got to find out.
He grabbed his knee.
He might as well just lay in his lap.
He tried to earlier.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll put you on the floor next time. Like, right here.
Yes.
That way you can just do whatever you want. And give me some Legos.
Yes, that's awesome, dude. Give me some Legos.
Oh, man, I was so disappointed when we went to Toys R Us the other day and we couldn't find those Harry Potter Legos.
I thought you got Sea Monkeys on.
I did, but I wanted
Speaking
the Harry Potter
Speaking of which,
Potter
your
Legos.
Sea Monkeys, they died already?
Yeah, they died! It's not a
I told you they weren't going to make it.
I don't know what happened. They died. I'll have to
Vanessa's
make more.
A bad parent.
I
she,
am?
FYI.
She killed them with cancer.
Okay.
She
yeah, yeah,
cancer
I injected them with cancer because they're
she just smoked and blew it
a
off.
A millimeter big.
Terrible.
Mean.
Terrible.
Yep.
Terrible. Oh.
Also, Robert, have you seen these?
Those are shit, too.
Yeah, you had them on your controller last time.
Yeah.
Therefore, you were trying to explain them to me?
It's for, like, you get more distance out of them.
I guess.
They're helpful.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't understand how this is going to help you aim better.
Well, because it's a distance thing, you know? Like, the distance that it travels from here to here at this point is that much.
Yeah.
But up here, that same distance turns into all this motion.
Yeah.
So when you have a high sensitivity,
so you play with high sensitivity?
I play on 7.
Wow.
I played with 10 for a while too, but it just got too much, huh?
You tell them what they are because you didn't say what they were.
They're extensions for my joysticks on my 360 controller. They're from controlfreak.com. You can get them for $10 for one or $8.99 if you get two.
Oh, I wanted to bring up two. I'm actually almost towards the end of Alan Wake episode 3.
Finally, god damn it. I heard that it's so fucking long.
Have you guys beat Alan Wake?
I beat it in a day and a half.
I heard the ending was kind of flat.
Okay.
Like I'm 90%.
It's not, I don't know if you can consider it a final boss.
Well, no, okay, I see, yeah, because I hear you fight a little bit and then you catch a cutscene and then they die. I've never played the game, I don't know what goes on, but I've heard this.
Yeah, you get towards the end, you do the end business, and then you see a cutscene and it's over. Like, it's a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Here they keep it wide open.
There's going to be,
DLC.
Obviously more.
They've already announced two DLCs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was just,
oh my god, it was so good. I loved it so much.
Yeah, but I was playing today, and like I play with headphones, and I have to say, when you play with headphones, you get really scared. Like, you just...
I play with headphones?
Yeah, it just, you get scared. Just like, oh my... It kind of reminds me when I played Fear for the first time.
The first Fear was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Shit out of me.
Yeah.
Fear or even Silent Hill, because Silent Hill always scared me. A lot of people don't like Silent Hill, but I love Silent Hill, and I think it was one of those real just dramatic experiences playing that game, because you're sitting there, and you just hear, you know? And you're like, what the fuck is that? And then you turn around, and some naked dude going, ah. It's pretty crazy. Yeah.
That's about the gist of Silent Hill for those
who don't know. A naked guy.
Naked dude.
Naked guy with the radio sound.
And was
with some
thriller.
Dead robot arms.
It's like marionette arms.
basically what that person is.
Yeah.
Speaking of Silent Hill, has anybody seen the movie here?
Nope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you guys like it?
I actually own it on DVD.
It's not bad.
It was. I thought it was pretty cool.
The only part that really caught me off guard is when she first walks down into that area and you fucking see the one guy that has half a torso and all of his guts are hanging out on the fence.
That's pretty cool.
I was like, oh shit, they're really going for this one, you know?
I'm surprised you watched
that. I didn't really care.
I was surprised you watched that. I know you don't like horror that much.
I wanted to see it because it's a remake of a game.
Okay.
You know, and back when, I got PlayStation Magazine all the time when they gave out demos and shit, I had the first one on the Silent Hill, the demo. Yeah. And I played that a lot, and then, I never got the game.
Did it scare you?
Not really.
Really?
Well, I mean, it was a PlayStation game.
Well, I mean, for the time.
Yeah.
At the time, Metal Gear scared me more than that.
What?
Yeah.
Metal Gear, first off,
because I don't like being shot at.
No. Let's
not even talk about Metal Gear. Because
you're
going
to go, first off, Metal Gear is a stealth action shooter.
No, I'm
almost as big a fan as he. I don't collect collectibles and shit like that. I'm not giving you a high five for this, because I'm not going to encourage this. Okay?
No, Metal Gear is a great game.
It was my first game I ever had for the PlayStation. First game I ever owned, period. And so, that's one thing that I was able to connect with it. But, it's a good game. Very, very, very story-driven. Yep. On number 4.
I remember playing it on PS1, and it was just how is it on PS1? It was just so...
Because I think that was one thing that really freaked me out mentally. It was just holy shit, they're really into this. Oh, yeah, well, that guy was weird, too.
I mean, just the idea that he was reading it, he never heard it before, but he read, your...
Yeah, but I totally knew about the put it in the controller,
did you?
I
didn't know about that. I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. And then it's oh, wait, you got to take it out. And I was like, that was just intense,
I totally did it in number 4, too.
Yeah.
I switched my PlayStation controller from player 1 to player 2, and it says, you can't do that. He goes, or no, you get a call from what's his butt, the colonel.
Yeah.
And he goes, what's wrong, Snake? And he goes, I can't move. And he goes... What's wrong? And then they kind of slyly say, you got to put your controller back on number 1.
Yeah.
And so
that was the one thing about before I loved, that there were so many references to
the old games.
Yeah. Especially that one level. And for those of you who haven't played it, I don't want to ruin it, but for that one specific level.
If they haven't played it yet, they're never going to play it.
Yeah.
I played it once and I was done, and I am a big fan of the game. So, but it took me 14 hours to do it, and at least 10 to 11 of those was cutscenes.
Yeah, that is true. Long game.
Yep.
I don't want to get into Metal Gear because I'm going forever.
Yep. So we're going to shut up.
Yep. Everybody quiet.
Yep. So is there anything else anybody ever, wanted to bring up, talk about?
Oh, I remember, actually, me and Vanessa discussed this, and we'll see if you're interested or not.
Nope.
The day after her birthday party thing.
The day after podcast.
She wants to do a day after podcast.
A day
not
after podcast.
Not the day after, because I'm going to be busy, but...
Busy doing what?
It's my actual birthday
day,
asshole.
Yeah, dumbass.
Sorry. Stupid.
Are you as stupid?
Oh my god, she did the hand thing and everything.
Oh,
you
too visual.
All you need was your hoop earrings, and there you go, and your Sharpie.
You wore some sweats and my Sharpie eyebrows and the lip liner.
Stupid. Yeah, Mexicans, they're fucking crazy.
Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful people.
Especially when they smile.
Especially when they smile.
That reminds me of Rick. I'm sorry.
So
bringing up
wrong.
People knowing knives.
Are you ready to see some green fairies on Saturday?
Yes. Are we still buying that bottle?
Because maybe. Well,
if Terry said a throw in.
I haven't gotten any money yet, so I can't tell you for definite.
You still are going to the.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's not wearing pajamas.
Probably
you're
not.
You're not.
Probably not.
Dude, just go. I love the lumberjack pajamas. That really
I don't want to go out and buy specialty pajamas just
dude,
for
I'll
a party.
Pay for half the pajamas if you
nope.
do that.
Nope.
Come on, dude. Lumberjack pajamas.
I don't like. I don't. I'm pretty sure there'd be a breeze, and like I just that wouldn't make me feel comfortable. I'd always walk around feel like, oh shit, is my flap open? You know, too much. Too much.
You could buy my lumberjack shirt and everything, dude.
No, I'm good.
Lumberjack.
thanks for the offer.
Okay.
Yep. I'm gonna come in a suit. I'm gonna dress up super nice just yes. for it. Just so it's complete opposite. Like, this is why I sleep in, bitches. Who says I don't?
I sleep in Prada.
Snap. If you did it, I'd give you credit for that.
Yeah?
You should just go with, like, a dress shirt, you know, dress pants and everything.
Okay,
like,
I will.
Yeah?
I'm gonna come dressed up. It's probably gonna be hot as fuck, though.
No, it'll be
well,
nighttime.
Not, it's supposed
so
to be
yeah,
like
but
night, because
how many people are gonna be there?
Oh.
Is it mostly
it's,
outside
it's
or indoor?
It's gonna be mostly outside.
Okay.
Okay, well then it might
are
be
you
right.
sure?
Yeah.
Or because yeah, it's at Josh's house, and Josh
yeah.
had a tendency to change things without telling anybody. So.
Well, it's my birthday, so Josh didn't change anything.
Was he
going to
change the layout of the house?
Well,
the backyard is not indoors!
Me and him originally decided that it was going to be more towards outside, because it's pajama. He has a bonfire, there's a pool, there's a sitting area. I mean...
I can't tell you how many times I've gone to bonfires and pool parties in pajamas.
Really?
I constantly.
All
it
the
is
time.
Definitely a thing that my group of friends do
so
all
this
the time.
You're taking a break from that.
Yeah.
I'm just going
to
go
see, that's what I'm saying. I just do too much. I'm burnt out on it.
Terry apparently is wearing fishnets.
Oh, yeah. He's going to dress up like Mercutio from Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, he really is going
yeah.
Mercutio, huh?
Yeah. No, he says he is. But
okay. Well, who knows?
But actually, on a quick reference note of that, for those of you who don't know and who know me and Dwight personally, you're more than welcome to come to my costume party I'm going to be throwing July 24th. That's Saturday.
Plug.
Yes. But yeah, you guys are more than welcome to come as long as you live in Manteca or Ribbon.
As long as you live in Manteca.
Or the
US. If you were coming from too far away,
not
fuck
you.
Japan,
it
is a no inconvenience to me if you were coming from someplace far, but fuck you.
but if you do want to come, please, just link on my event page on there.
Yeah. How are you?
Sure.
Okay, awesome.
Sure.
There'll be a link on there for the event page.
Okay.
So you're more than welcome to come.
Yeah.
So why don't you make your own fan pages?
I have a fan page. Like, what?
You should just make
what is it,
Israel
fan,
fan
page?
Fan.
That's what I thought you would say.
I
it's funny because like when you start a legit fan page like I did,
yeah.
where you can click like and stuff like that, they ask you, it's like, are you, by signing this and everything like that, you agree that you were the owner of this product that, you know, you created and stuff like that? I think it would just be funny if you did that, because you'd be lying. Your mom or dad would have to do it, right? They're the creator of you. You can't make a fan page of yourself.
Wait, can I bring some up real quick?
I like how that didn't click at all. Like, I thought that was actually kind of a funny thing.
Yeah.
And it's just, you're like, nope, I'm on into something else.
No, because it just reminded me of something real quickly. But yeah, no, I see what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
It does make
go,
sense.
Go.
But, okay, so I have a question for everybody here. You know how, like, in certain movies where you go, like, you know, there's, like, time travel, right? And you go back into time travel and you see...
you're
going to
ask this
no,
question
No, not that
yet.
Question,
okay.
not that question.
All
right. You go back in time, whatever.
I like how you knew.
Yeah.
No, it's a different time travel question, Robert. Different time
it's
travel question.
A tricky question.
Well, I'll get to that one another podcast. But anyways, so you go back in time, you see your past self, right?
Right.
Okay, you know they always say if you kill your past self, it's a time paradox. You don't exist, right?
Right.
Okay. What if you kill your future self? Does the present self, the past self here, does he pass away too? Or no?
So you're saying you're going to go back in the past and kill your future
well,
self?
Well, I'm just saying, let's say I go back.
No, the future you go
back
in the past
to the future.
And you fail the
I
test.
Think I've seen this before.
No, I'm just saying, we go back in the future, right? And for some.
You've already been there before, obviously. All right, so you're going to go back to the future.
Just hop back into that DeLorean. Go to the future.
My point is...
88 miles an hour, guys. Check that flux capacity.
My point is, you're going to go back...
1.83 gigawatts.
Yeah. My point is, you're going to go back into the past to see your past you, right? And for some reason, your past you gets freaked out. Whatever. Oh my God, what are you doing here?
Oh, so you're when you're in the past,
yeah,
your
yeah.
past you kills you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. And by doing so, because like I said, if you kill your past you, obviously you can't exist without being there, right?
Right, but if they kill your future you, then you're, it's just an infinite loop.
Is this one of them Inception questions?
Yeah.
I guess.
Did Leonardo DiCaprio call you and say, hey, talk about this on the podcast for me?
Because he calls me all the time. By the way, Leo... amazing. But anyways, my point is, what do you think?
Rose, like, was a bitch for letting you go on that door. I just had to say that.
Do you think you would...
I agree.
But I'm being serious.
I know. That's my thought about it.
Okay. So you think you would die?
This is like a waste of 3 minutes.
I guess so, because like no one's taking my question.
I already said it's an infinite loop.
How is that an infinite loop?
Because when you grow up, when your old self keeps going, he's obviously going back to the future to kill your...
So then it's okay, so that's the key to immortality, basically?
No.
Because you're never living the same...
The key to immortality is you have to split your soul into 7 horcruxes, and then you'll
live dumbass.
Possibly forever.
Because I mean, you never get further than that point in the future. Okay. If you're coming back and killing the future self, then you just go back to that point, and then you go back again.
Okay.
But if you already know that you're gonna kill yourself, then why the fuck am I going back?
Yeah, that's true. He's like, well, I'll go back next time.
Yeah, unless you didn't know that it was you.
Yeah, that could be it too, because what if he's like, you know, Father Time looking, just, you know, how old and shit. He goes,
like, why would you grow a fucking 12-foot beard and wear white robes?
Gandalf the White!
Yeah. Like, oh shit, Gandalf! Bam! that's your first reaction?
Because that's the future. And he comes back and goes, I've come back to warn myself.
Oh,
and by myself,
God.
I mean you.
Maybe the fact that you killed him is because you have such a deep fear of men in like
exactly.
white coats and then beards that in the future you're like, I'm getting over this beard. I'm going to live it every day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to the past and tell him, bro, don't be scared of me. I'm you. But before you can get to that point, you're just freaked out. You're like, oh shit. That's happening. That's it.
That is it.
That's
I
what
completely
happens.
I agree with you on that.
Yep. Okay, so we could go for about another 5 minutes.
Actually,
unless you guys...
you need to get going.
Whatever. It's
5:40.
Oh, yeah.
As
I said, you need
to get going.
Okay.
So,
well,
I do want to say this, though. PS3 Network, Dead Nation, everyone needs to download it. Check it out. I'm on the intro to the game.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
You haven't explained about
it's
that. We should
Nation.
Really talk about this real quick.
Yeah,
it's
really
a PS3 only exclusive downloadable game. It's going to be coming out sometime October. It's called Dead Nation, and they're going to be releasing a trailer before E3, and it's pretty much the intro to the game. You'll see me on the trailer, but they're using what I filmed in San Francisco for the intro to the game.
So you're going to be on the game
forever. Yes. I will be immortal.
There you go. That's the game.
Key to immortality.
Yep. So if everybody got that, those who have a PS3, look for
Dead Nation.
It's going to be like
it's a top down. No, it's a top down shooter. And it's supposedly co-op, kind of like a Left 4 Dead.
Hopefully, it's no offense, Robert, but hopefully it'll be good. Yeah,
well, yeah, it's going to be phenomenal.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, so you say it anyways.
Yes.
She's ruined everything.
If you go to YouTube, you can see a little quick gameplay trailer of it. It's just top down, and you're just running around shooting zombies from what's in the trailer.
Yeah, okay. But our buddy's in the intro.
I am.
He went to San Francisco to be a part of a game, and now he's immortal.
Yes.
Immortalized in
I'm
game.
A zombie and a wife beater.
Are you
know,
really?
Yes.
You're just everything to wife beater, aren't you?
You know, it's just a good look for me.
I guess so. You should just come to work with the wife beater.
I,
with the collar.
Yes. If I can get just a collar.
You just get a collar. Cut the collar off and just
I'm
wear it.
I'm doing that.
You gotta get it to where it says, like, iPhone first gen. And just leave it at that and just see what people's, like, reactions are. And you're like...
Yeah,
just bring it up. Just
idea.
Like,
yeah.
Well, what? What about it?
Yeah, that
sounds
work.
Like a good idea.
That's a good idea. And also the movie that we're gonna make, the short film, if you will.
Yeah, me and Rob are gonna be creating a short film.
Yes,
without me.
It is called Balls Deep.
Okay, I came up with that idea.
This is a story of two action heroes who are brothers.
You are so... Oh, you motherfuckers.
The Diver Brothers.
The Diver Brothers.
Which is my characters.
Israel
has no part of this.
Because every time we bring it up, he's like, you know, that's cool if you guys want to do that, but I don't really want to make that.
Yeah.
I want to be serious. And the movie is just going to be, we're going to open a door, explosion.
And
we're going to jump off of a curve, explosion.
Everything.
We're going to shoot laser beam from our fingers.
Why
not?
You decimate people, you touch them, boom, bam.
Yeah.
Disintegrate
people.
Dwight disintegrates people, and I
you
have the power, yeah,
right?
I'm Raiden.
Basically.
Santa Cruz. No, wait,
Santa Cruz. That's what Raiden screams now. Santa Cruz.
That's the title of the podcast right there.
I'm gonna charge at people.
I don't know.
That's people get angry and just start throwing.
Wait, no, no. The reason why I said that, because in the game, when he does the torpedo attack towards you, Raiden in Mortal Kombat 1, he says, Santa Monica! But I meant to say,
that doesn't sound anything like Santa Cruz.
No, it's Santa Cruz, there we go.
Okay, we're gonna end it on that note. We're going to end this podcast on that note. So,
you should say bye.
People, do your outros that you wish to do.
Ladies first.
Well, you're...
No, lame joke. Lame joke. Go.
Whatever, shut up.
That was a lame joke saying ladies first.
Yeah.
You go first.
How was that a joke? I was being
Say
safe.
Bye.
Bye.
That's all you get.
Bye. Wait, Robert, say bye.
I know, I'm just getting ready. Jesus
I don't
Christ.
Say bye. I don't say bye. I kick open doors and say, not on my watch.
No, Vanessa's not saying goodbye.
All Vanessa right. is
bye.
Saying duck butter
bye.
And
she's
upgrading
smart.
Repair.
I am smart.
And Josh is kind of hot.
Okay. And it was Chris that asked, by the way.
Oh, Chris,
yeah.
She's kind of hot, I guess.
I'll find out what my present is.
If you like having sex with skinny dudes.
Oh, okay. I'm going to end it before this gets worse, so. All right. Till next time, people.
Bye, Sam.